in approaching an understanding of the work, both your own as a being in this world, and also part of the greater being and the greater work and effort, and also as part of considering what it means to be guided and led, and the opening of the ways for many different opportunities to express yourself and to gain the awareness of multiple layers and levels of effort and coordinated work, and becoming aware of the effort and extent of guidance. It can be helpful to attempt to take on a perspective which is different than that of that's typically found in this world, that becoming aware of these things and learning to function is like becoming aware of the skills and abilities within the framework of a college or university or learning a job as an outward work and effort. Rather than that, it is more of a remembering and becoming of a larger being, which includes the effort to do certain things, to accomplish certain goals. And the remembrance of this is the becoming of oneself again. Now, all of this sounds very philosophical, and it is, until a person actually experiences and knows and feels and sees from this perspective. When we talk, or I speak of many different levels of being and guidance and work, and that the greater work expresses itself through many spheres and levels and means, then it's simply words. It's just a feeling of a sense that is separate from yourself and different. But it's a philosophy. It's not real. And that it's not lived and understood as an outgrowth of being, of your own experience and knowing, and within yourself, within the realm. It's a feeling in discussing many foods that may exist, but until you taste them and know them and feel them and experience them, they're separate from you until you assimilate them and they become part of you. There's something that may or may not exist and that one can aspire to, or not, as the case may be, to taste, if you wish or not. Well, the work is in a similar manner. It's not so much that it is separate from you and that you aspire to and grow to become of increasing your skills and abilities and may yet be aware of something and then help out, because the association is one of separateness and duality. This is becoming of yourself again. And I can't speak of it more in terms of what you would experience until you actually taste it and feel it. This is part of your movement on the path to realization, which is becoming again, remembering again what you already exists. And that unfolding that takes place unfolds and reaches to yourself, including more levels, more awareness, remembrance of your intention, your intent in this world. And this growth is what takes place as part of the spiritual path toward realization and experience. And then as it's assimilated, as you become this, it becomes part of your life and your work and effort and intention and perspective does indeed change very much. But if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. You don't have anyone holding a hammer over your head and saying, you must take what is called the spiritual path and follow these teachings. It's something that one grows to. And what one grows to is seeking and desiring to know what is real, to remember what one truly is, to seek to have that understanding of the reasons for living, what's behind it, to remember the extent of what one is and feel and know from that broader being and broader perspective, and to live as highly as one can within what is called the real. Now, this is different than approaching something externally. And while you don't have anybody holding the hammer over your head and saying, you must do this, it is your own self that drives you and informs the manner of opening the door, forms the path for yourself. And that path is none other than that realization of becoming again. And within that is the realm of effort and work to accomplish goals. Now, from the perspective of unity and we'll say what the mystic sees and experiences and knows and feels, is that one being of which one is and a part and has become again, knowing and feeling oneself, that the desire is to realize and become aware of oneself and to dwell in this love and harmony, and it is this universe reaching that, seeking that position of equilibrium, of balance, of peace, of joy, of harmony, and bringing it forward into all of its body, and that body is what makes up all of the different realms and levels and the universes and the heaven worlds and the earth itself. And we within this sphere, this planet, which has many finer levels of which we outwardly see and hear, taste, so forth, and feel through our senses, is only a little smattering, a little sliver of all that exists. So the experience of realization is the growing to remember oneself from the perspective of the real, and also perspective of the image of the reflection of the mirror, beholding oneself at the same time. And it is this unity of being that leads to the unfolding and the understanding of what one needs to do to make the next step to accomplish this larger realization within this realm. And this is what helps point one toward the work that needs to be done. At least it's called this, the effort of going further, of making the next step. Now, the means to that is realization of oneself. It's called by many names, but it is the realization of spirit, breath, being that one seeks and places oneself through the different paths. And while there are many means and efforts and approaches, and you could say that practices, meditation, walks, breaths, all these things are very useful, they are not the end-all and the be-all. It's the placing of oneself, one's heart, in love, in self-surrender. That is, one relinquishes the identification as oneself as separate, and in so doing grows again, returns to becoming what one truly is. And as one does this in harmony, one lets go of the identification of oneself as separate and lesser, and then embraces more and more and more of what one truly is. And then one also grows in terms of the understanding of why one is doing something, why the soul has come into the world, why the being is living here, what is needed to be accomplished, and how to use the tools of the body, the mind, the spirit, and many other things that are acquired along through living. And this living unfolding through multiple layers and levels, and thus it fulfills the incarnation of the spirit, the breath, through these various forms, which are lasting only for a very short time relative to the all, and that from which it comes and to which it returns. Again, these are fine words or confusing words or philosophical words, but they don't touch on the real. So a touching on this can take place more through attunement. And the attunement is the following of breath and heart and feeling. It's the suspending of the thinking process so much. So trying to touch on the feeling of the perspective and let the words and sounds and breath carry you toward a different point of view. And that point of view, as it expands and becomes within you, and you grow toward that, this leads to possible stepping forward within the realm of your own experience and applying that in your own living. So I'm going to give a few examples of this in the next little talk.